experts in sexual reproductive health and academia have come out with a journal on adolescent sexual reproduction dubbed Youth for Youth. The aim is to assist adolescents to read and know more about reproductive health so as to prevent the consequences associated with it. Speaking to Radio Ghana, a senior research fellow at the Noguchi Memorial Research Center, Dr. Collins Aholu, said the project is a pilot being supported by the government and research organizations based in Bern, Switzerland. He expressed the hope that the journal will help the youth to share ideas freely on adolescent reproductive health. Dr. Aholu spoke to George Ankra.
The journal is called Youth for Youth. It's an adolescent journal designed and initiated by youth with support of experts to discuss adolescent health, adolescent sexual reproductive health.
Why did you decide on this journal and these specific areas of concern?
We did some qualitative research supported by Swiss government through NCCR, National Center for Competence in Research, based in Bern, Switzerland, and we found that the Ghanaian youth or adolescents are not as knowledgeable on sexual and reproductive health matters as compared to those of Tanzania. When we did control for all variables, we realized that the existence of youth magazines in Tanzania has contributed significantly to that awareness among the adolescents in Tanzania. Hence, our decision to implement our findings into implementation by coming out with this magazine to see how it can help the adolescent in Ghana be able to get more information and more knowledge from their own perspective on sexual and reproductive health.
Will it be a quarterly magazine or how frequent will it be published?
This is just a pilot project we supported, so we just have 10 months to finish the production of the magazine, and in these 10 months we plan to come out with 4 editions. So that is effectively one after each month. This one we are launching has delayed. It's supposed to be the January edition, but you know the beginning of everything is difficult, and then now it's out, and the second edition hopefully early April will be out. There will be another edition in June, July, and another one will come in September.
How affordable is it so that your target groups can benefit?
For now, we will distribute quite significant amount of them for free, but we just selling the few for 1 Ghana cedi, so it's highly affordable, I guess.
What do you hope to achieve at the end of these publications?
We hope that at the end of this publication, we'll build some resilience of the youth in Ghana in sexual and reproductive health, that they will be able to express themselves freely, accurately, and reliably on sexual and reproductive health matters, and to increase their knowledge on what adolescent means and what to expect as adolescent youth in Ghana.
Is there anything else you want to say which I have not asked you?
Just to say that we want to encourage every parent in and around Accra to get a copy for his or her adolescent child to read. Get designed and initiated, designed and reproduced by adolescents themselves. So issues covered here are very relevant, and adolescents came up with various topics to be discussed by experts. For instance, they want to know what is meant by adolescent, what do adolescents mean, and what they expect to experience in their bodies when they are at that age. And they also want to know more about teenage pregnancy, which they discuss in the magazine. So it's very educative and entertaining, with a lot of jokes and others, with very beautiful illustrations and pictures.
Dr. Collins Aholu is a senior research fellow at the Noguchi Memorial Research Center and managing editor of Youth for Youth Journal.